Well, whether you're a follower of Jesus or you're here and you don't follow Jesus, I want to welcome you to church. And one thing we all have in common is what I want to talk to us devotionally just for a minute today. On this day, on this Good Friday, it is appropriate to think about death. Now, I know nothing about yours except I hope it's a long way into the future. But I do know this. I do know what will happen the second after you die. You will stand before God. Because Jesus described this moment in Luke chapter 8 by saying this, that in that moment, nothing is concealed that won't be revealed. And nothing is hidden that will not be made known by it being brought to the light. And so I want you to picture, you can close your eyes if you want to, but I want you to picture that moment in that day. As you stand before the Lord and there is nothing between you and God except for what is absolutely true. In that moment, you and I can't spin anything, just what is true. Now, let me be clear. I don't have an unhealthy or an unholy fear of God. That's not where my fear resides. I believe that He is good. However, here's what is true, is that I am guilty in every way. In fact, the truth between me and God is there's not a single area in my life that I make the grade. How about in just three areas? Faithfulness. What about love or trust? Not only do I not measure up, but towards God, I am consistently guilty of being unfaithful. I love other things often more than I love Him. I even end up sometimes trusting in stuff more than I trust in God. It's not what it would look like on the outside, but on the inside, sometimes this is true. And here's the thing, as loving as God is, He is also holy, which means this, between what is true between me and God, if He is holy and just, He cannot just ignore or overlook it, nor can He excuse it. So what do you do? What do I do about the things that are true between God and us that He will not excuse or ignore? You know, from atheist to every other world religion, they all have something to say about what is true between us and God. It is usually a variation of us working hard to earn God's goodness or outright denial of it, if you're an atheist, of His very existence. Even as we listened earlier to the story, the story being told, the crucifixion of Jesus, did you notice what they said to Him? Did you hear it? Because it's all humanity knows. They hurled this accusation at Jesus, save yourself, because that is the message that we all understand, but that is not what Jesus was doing. You see, Jesus said and He did something different. Here's what is true that we're going to pray together in a moment. When I could not rise to Him, the message of the gospel is that Jesus drew near to me. When I am undone with no way of return, Jesus came to save me to the uttermost. And when God and humanity were infinitely apart, He alone united them in unbreakable unity. And so Jesus died my death and He shed His blood for where I fall short, perfecting His righteousness in me. And so on that day, the day that I stand before God, when there is nothing between Him and I except what is absolutely true, I have but one, not two, singular hopes. I have one anchored faith, not two. I have faith in Christ alone. You see, in that room where what is most true between God and I, what is most true about me, my faith is, that is not the ultimate truth in the room. Yes, God fully sees all of my falling short, but He also sees me fully in Christ, in the truth of what Jesus alone has done for me. It's why we sing today, oh, the blood of Jesus. It is why Revelation says to me and to you that we overcome, number one, by the blood of the Lamb, and then by the word of our testimony, not by the power of our testimony and maybe a little bit of blood. Without the blood, there's no story. You see, Hebrews asks a question about this day. On that day, the day that I hope is way into the future, but the day that you stand before God, Hebrews asks the question this: what gives you confidence on that day? See, my confidence is not in anything else or anything that I have done, anyone else or anything that I have done. My confidence is in Christ alone. Exodus chapter 12 tells the story of the Hebrews, the Jewish people. And they were given an instruction by God that a death angel was going to pass over. In Judaism, Passover was just last week. And the death angel was going to pass over. And so they were given an instruction, put blood on the sacrifice and put blood on the lintel of your door and on the posts. And D.A. Carson, a famous preacher, describes Exodus 12 in this way. I want you to imagine for yourself two neighbors. One neighbor and another. They live side by side. They hear the story. I want you to imagine them. And one neighbor comes out full of anxiety, so nervous, just trembling with fear, understanding that a death angel is going to pass over and catastrophe can come near home. And yet both of them put blood on the doorpost. And one is filled with anxiety and the other is at perfect peace. And I want you to imagine that they begin to talk to one another again. One neighbor just filled with anxiety and the other is at perfect rest. They both go into their homes that night. Both of them equally apply blood on the lintel and the doorpost. And the next morning, as they nervously open their doors and they see one another afresh in this morning, here's what is true for both of them as they come out. One didn't sleep a wink because they were so anxious all night, and the other slept like a baby. But as they see each other in the morning and catastrophe has not come near their home, they look at one another and they realize one thing. It wasn't the strength of their faith that matters. It was the source in whom it was put in. It was in the blood. It was always in the blood. And so you and I, so my confidence on this Friday and what makes it good is not in my profession of choice. I can't stand before God one day and say, don't you know I was a pastor? Because Jesus said, lots of pastors are going to say, didn't you see all the things that he did? And he's going to say, I didn't know you. Because your confidence was in that stuff. No, it's not in my profession of choice. It's in my exclusive profession of faith in Christ alone. And so on this day, when it's appropriate to think about death, the question remains, on the day of your passing, when there is nothing between you and God except for what is absolutely true, where does your confidence lie? Me? Oh, the blood of Jesus. My confidence is in the finished work of the cross. And because of the blood of Jesus, I will draw near to the throne of grace. Because when there is nothing except for what is absolutely true between God and I, what is forever true is that my faith and I am covered by the shed blood of Jesus, that his death in exchange for my own gives me the assurance of faith, plus nothing. I invite you to reflect on where your confidence lies as Pastor Lori comes after the song to lead us in prayer.